The Fontana Chamber Arts Summer Series is underway in Kalamazoo. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins us now after speaking with one of the Juilliard-trained musicians performing this weekend. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there. That's right. I spoke with Adam Barnett Hart, the first violinist with the New York City-based Escher Quartet. In fact, they're designated artists of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center and frequently perform in Alice Tully Hall. During this Saturday's concert, however, they are in a much more intimate space, Cooper's Glen Auditorium at the Kalamazoo Nature Center, which seats an audience of only about 150 people. But according to Adam, the Escher String Quartet wouldn't have it any other way.
For us, it's great. It's definitely what we would prefer. I think just acoustically, usually it's a better sound, and people get a more immediate experience of the sound. So I think it's really good for the audience as well. I mean, I'm sure probably you've heard, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard, that chair music was originally written for smaller, much smaller rooms, you know, usually for parties or for the composer's friends. So I think it really is a natural fit, and I think people really enjoy being a little bit closer, being able to see us better, being able to hear us better. So I think it's a really good fit for us.
On the Escher Quartet's varied program with the Fontana Summer Series is the third string quartet of Felix Mendelssohn, which is truly a bright piece, part of which might come from the fact that it was composed around the time of Mendelssohn's honeymoon.
Oh, I think it's an extremely cheerful, virtuosic, impressive, exciting piece. And the key is D major. The first and last movements are very virtuosic, especially for the first violin, I have to say, as I play that part. So it's a very difficult part. And the third movement, I guess, is kind of the slow movement, but it also has this sort of scherzo Mendelssohn-like quality to it as well. So it's not just the total slow movement. It has qualities from, you know, let's say Midsummer Night's Dream or something like that, where it's very light and just very beautiful music.
The Escher Quartet has even released two volumes of Mendelssohn string quartets, with a third volume coming out soon.
I don't think that they've been recorded nearly as much as, well, say, the Beethoven quartets. But the Mendelssohn's very interesting. They trace a path through his life. There's two very early quartets that he wrote when he was a teenager, basically. Mm-hmm. Then there are the three Opus 44s, which are from the middle of his life, like show his real maturity as a composer. And then there's the Opus 80, which is one of his last pieces, and it's a very tragic work that he wrote after his sister died, and he died, I think,
not long after,
like less than a year later. Yeah, he was just heartbroken when he wrote that piece. So it's a great group of pieces, and we're excited to record them, and we love playing them.
We're speaking with Adam Barnett Hart of the Escher String Quartet ahead of their performance this weekend in Kalamazoo with the Fontana Chamber Arts Series. In addition to the Mendelssohn, the Escher Quartet will play the second string quartet, an earlier work written around the time of World War I from a composer who has a reputation of rubbing some people the wrong way, Béla Bartók.
Once we've performed a Bartók quartet, I don't feel that people ever have a negative reaction to it. At least I've never felt that. This particular quartet, like you said, is fairly early in Bartók. And I think, for me, it really has a lot to do with World War I. I always think of it as the first movement is this really lush, sort of romantic, beautiful movement, and I always hear that as sort of before the war. Mm-hmm. And the second movement has this just striking opening, which is almost like gunshots. And I hear that as sort of the actual brutality of the battle itself. And the third movement is just desolate. I mean, it's almost like it's like a graveyard landscape where there's just something so heartbreaking about it. And I see that as the, you know, as the battlefield after the battle is done.
Rounding out the Escher Quartet's performance this weekend in Kalamazoo is the 13th string quartet by Antonín Dvořák, the one which follows the famous American string quartet and, suitably, written after his three-year stay in America.
It's a big quartet. It's very meaty. I think it's about 40-some minutes long. I feel like it's Dvořák maybe at his most experimental and adventurous. There's a lot of unexpected modulations. He sort of ties the piece together in a very cyclical way, which is, I think, very unusual for Dvorak. He doesn't often do that. And I think that there's such a sort of Schubertian influence with the length and the sort of monumental scope of the piece, and the way that the modulations works also feels very Schubertian to me. So I think it's a real masterpiece that probably many people haven't heard before, and I think that they'll be very excited to hear it. When we were first starting as a quartet, one of the very first competition that we did was something called Chamber Music Society 2, which is a program that's run by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center for younger groups and individuals. And it's sort of a little bit of a residency. We ended up winning that competition, and as a result, they hired us to play a lot of concerts over a period of time. Mm. And that was right at the beginning, so it was our big break into performance and having a lot of concerts in New York City, which is an amazing experience for a young group to have. And after that was over, we've just kept playing there, and you know, it feels like home to us, basically. Alice Tully Hall feels like home, and the group of musicians that we work with and get to know is just a wonderful, wonderful group to be with.
We're speaking with Adam Barnett Hart, the first violinist with the Escher String Quartet, coming to the Fontana Chamber Arts Summer Series this weekend, Saturday, a concert at the Cooper's Glen Auditorium at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. More information about the Fontana Music Series is available online at fontanamusic.org, or you can also find more about the Escher Quartet at escherquartet.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.